Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's something about games that are laser-focused on being the best 6 to 8 out of 10 games ever. Not AAA, Rockstar, or Naughty Dog efforts, and not farted out to meet a deadline guff that was never gonna satisfy anyway. No, I mean the sorts of games that become cult classics. The ones you recommend to a friend because they haven't heard of it. The kinds of games that I know huge amounts of us played, but they get dragged for not reinventing the wheel. Yes, any creative medium has a problem when replication overtakes innovation, but when a dev team knows exactly what they're going for and can execute on it, I'll take that sense of charm or genuine ambition any day. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 times critics ignored incredible video games. Number 8, Binary Domain. A 2012 cover shooter that suffered arguably the most generic box art imaginable, Binary Domain still had a ton going for it. A cyberpunk tale of robots passing as humans, and even delving into the Blade Runner 2049 idea of how entirely new lifeforms could be created, one of the coolest notions comes from implanted memories, and the idea that anyone could have been an android all along. Gameplay is absolutely cover shooting 101, leading to subpar reviews and terrible sales in the US, but this game has everything in its favor once you get going. The gear-style combat carries into limb-specific targeting, companion AI trumps most of the competition, and memorable characters sit amongst an engaging dramatic story with plenty of twists. Simply because this was Sega's Yakuza studio trying their hand at a different gameplay genre, all the wacky overblown traits of that series carry over, with multiple endings giving you plenty reason to replay. Number 7, Murdered Sole Suspect. Square Enix's attempt at making a detective game took the interrogation aspect out of L.A. Noire and made the investigations themselves a little more cinematic. Less randomly picking up items and twisting them around, more supernaturally infused crime scenes. Sole Suspect then puts you in the role of Ronan O'Connor, a Massachusetts detective with a heart of gold but a criminal record. Thanks to marrying a cop's sister, he's able to get his life straightened out. Then he dies in the opening scene, leaving you to spend the rest of the game trying to solve his murder, trying to figure out who the real villain is. Ronan is an interesting character, a mix of psychotic bravado and a doting boyfriend, a veritable white knight with a rebellious streak. What made this game lose tons of points was some super rote unnecessary stealth, mechanics that feel included because at some point someone wanted to make this more of a video game rather than a dedicated story. If you can accept and get past that though, there's a shiny narrative gem here. Also, you can possess cats and run around as them. For some people, that will be more than enough. Number 6, Dragon's Dogma. I don't know why, because Dragon's Dogma is clearly popular enough to even get its own Netflix series, but the IP rarely gets discussed with other RPG heavyweights in the genre. That could be because of a focus on gameplay over story, but that's precisely why I love it so much. See, Dragon's Dogma is all about combat and character builds. A propulsive enough story about a dragon stealing your heart kicks things off, then you'll be wrenching griffins out the sky, parrying ogres and unlocking scores of awesome moves for hours afterwards. Even cooler is the pawn system, a mechanic where each player shares AI-controlled helper characters that travel between everybody's individual saves. Items are shared and experience gained when your pawn is out helping somebody else, meaning when you turn the console back on, your companion has plenty stories to tell. A solid medieval fantasy action RPG born from Hideaki Itsuno, the guy who directed Devil May Cry 3 no less, this takes inspiration from Elder Scrolls and Fable with a combat system all its own. Number 5, Remember Me. Remember Me is the story of Nilan, a memory hunter who rewrites history by reformatting people's memories. The story goes to some dark places over time, reframing moral good and bad the more you find out about what Nilan has done beforehand, alongside the various things she's tried to forget. All around though, this was developers Don't Nod arriving on the scene in style. This team would later get on the map with Life is Strange and more recently the powerful Tell Me Why, but at the time of Remember Me's release, its combat and character progression systems kinda buried it in the eyes of many. Still, this is a super inventive cult classic, a fun ride through a cyberpunk dystopia with Nilan as an engaging character and a great story to pick apart. Despite selling 2 million copies, the word was that Capcom had even higher goals, leading to them passing on a sequel and the developers moving on. Maybe someday it'll be included on Game Pass and we can all dive back in. Number 4, the Blackwell series, Techno Babylon. Wadjet Eye Games is a small development company that makes point-and-click adventure titles. Under the leadership of founder Dave Gilbert, they've developed or published over a dozen different games. Wadjet Eye was founded on the success of Gilbert's first game, The Shiva, which won a contest in 2006 put on by Adventure Game Studio, leading to him improving the game even more and releasing it commercially. From there, Gilbert moved on to the first game of the Blackwell series, a paranormal detective adventure game. Sporting visuals in a retro style, surprisingly good voice acting that only gets better as the series progresses, and interesting characters to round out the storyline, the Blackwell series is a little unheard of, very much a beloved adventure series. As good as the Blackwell games are, Techno Babylon, the joint venture between Wadjet Eye and Technocrat Games, is even better. Techno Babylon continues the motif of retro graphics, good acting, and an engaging storyline, but puts it all in a cyberpunk dystopian setting about mind-melding, terrorism, and genetics. No, I'm not obsessed with cyberpunk stuff. I think all of these games are awesome all on their own. Techno Babylon holds an 82 on Metacritic, but there's a good chance that if you're not in the loop on mobile-friendly adventure titles, you might not have even heard of Wadjet Eye Games. Hopefully that changes from today onwards. Number 3, Darksiders. You could practically have the entire Darksiders trilogy here, as I kinda feel like for the longest time this incredibly characterful series goes totally unnoticed. You've got supremely chunky, enjoyably experimental hack and slash combat across the board. Darksiders 2 introduced a loot system and bigger open world elements, and Darksiders 3 was an old school throwback to 2000s action games when it released in 2018. The original though, that's what started everything in the first place, and it's a tight mix of the original God of War's combat with dungeon exploration, a fun moveset, and Zelda-style item-based progression. The now-defunct Vigil Games held nothing back, and even if you go in for Joe Madureira's insanely fun art design, you'll likely stay for Mark Hamill as a deliciously evil demon keeping you company. Number 2, Nier. Thanks to the sequel Nier Automata, the original Nier game has received more positive press in recent years, eventually leading to the announcement of an upcoming remake. When it was first released though, Nier was considered to be a bizarre mishmash of styles, with some bland, repetitive visuals. It was given middling or even poor reviews by many, and it wasn't until Automata performed so much better that more people are looking back at this installment. Another quote-unquote unique feeling game from director Yoko Taro, Nier's story is completely bananas, but in the best way possible. It spawned years of fan theories and general conversations on how Taro's worldview on the value of humanity and humans' impact on the planet comes through in his work. Thankfully, gameplay is enjoyable on its face thanks to slick combat and stylish blood effects, alongside a mystery-driven campaign and memorably over-the-top characters. With tons of different endings and one where you have to delete your save to see the final scene, Nier is a big old deal, retroactively confirming that Yoko Taro is one of gaming's best minds. And number 1, Syndicate. Yes, again with the cyberpunk stuff, but look, it's all good and honestly, tis the season. Because as soon as Cyberpunk 2077 got announced, I immediately went back and played Syndicate. A liquid butter cyberpunk shooter developed by Chronicles of Riddick Starbreeze Studios, this thing wants you to feel like the coolest action star possible at every single second. There's mind hacking during firefights to turn enemies against each other, knee slides to evade bullets, plenty of slow motion, and even the way your guy holds a pistol sideways while sprinting and firing is badass. Starbreeze had just come from both Riddick Games and 2007's The Darkness, another personal favourite of mine, and their signature kinetic movement and approach to animations blending with the environment really elevates the feel of combat itself. If you played The Darkness or Riddick, you'll know exactly what I mean. It's knowing your character can fire around or above cover while you stay behind, the sensation of weight and movement making every encounter a total blast. Story-wise, you've got a standard Equilibrium-style tale of a specialist agent realizing his handlers aren't what they're cracked up to be. Fascinatingly though, Syndicate does star Rosario Dawson and the late Brian Cox as your friend and boss respectively. Both are sadly underused, hence some average scores for the game overall, but it's Syndicate's gameplay that feels like a progenitor to what Titanfall would do better. And that's more than enough for me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.